This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. India is trying to attract more foreign banks, but with strings attached. Rules could be on the way that strongly encourage foreign banks to open branches in rural areas and earmark services to, for instance, poor farm workers. We find the BBC's Rahul Tandon in front of a foreign-owned bank in a decidedly urban, not rural part of India.
I am in Calcutta. This was the city that had India's first foreign bank. We've seen foreign companies come into many sectors here in India, but banking is one where it's been a very slow process. The question is, David, is that about to change?
Yes, a foreign bank branch in an urban area is a bit old hat. These new rules would encourage what? More branches in rural areas?
That's, I think, what the Indian government would like to happen. Now, the reason we're discussing this is because Raghuram Rajan, the governor of the Reserve Bank of India, was recently in Washington. And he made some statements which seemed to indicate that this sector was going to open up dramatically. But do they want to take that opening? Because if they come in here as subsidiaries, they'll have to set up a lot of their banks in rural areas of India. And I think a lot of foreign banks will look at that at the moment and say, we don't want to do that. Because if they give loans in those areas, there's very little for them to secure those loans against.
Now, the reason why the Indian government is encouraging rural banks has an interesting public policy goal, right? Would be to bring banking to poorer people or agricultural workers, for instance?
Absolutely. You've hit the nail on the head there. And I think the feeling is, whilst it's a great policy for India to have more banks that could access the rural sector, 50% of this country doesn't have access to banking. Is that going to attract foreign companies in? And so a lot of discussion about this, but will it turn into anything concrete? Will we see more banks like the one in front of me? Maybe not quite yet.
The BBC's Rahul Tandon in Calcutta. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much, David.